ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Health.
Well, it's that time of the year, isn't it? The temptation to reach for a glass or something, or, gee, your glass gets filled, doesn't it? Is magnified 100% around Christmas time. For better or worse, we all associate Christmas parties and festivities of December with having a drink, and fair enough. But for those of us consciously trying to watch how much alcohol we're drinking and want to abstain or cut back, the weeks ahead can be a minefield. It's true that most people who drink would like to drink less when asked. Whether they do so, of course, is another matter. Anyway, we're into practical advice here on Nightlife, not lectures. So we thought we'd bring you some strategies to cut back on Christmas drinking if you want to. Nicole Lees, a professor at the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University, joins us this evening. Nicole, good evening to you. Welcome to Nightlife.
Evening, Phil. Thanks for having me.
This is the thing, isn't it? I mean, a recent poll shows 44% of Australians who drink alcohol would like to drink less or maybe even stop altogether. That's it. Yes. It's a fair percentage, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is interesting. And it's, I think, reflective of a bigger cultural shift to be more conscious about mental health and sleep and performance and well-being and general health.
Yeah. I remember seeing some figures a while back that there is, younger people are drinking less, aren't they? Like alcohol consumption, is it going up? Or I thought it, particularly generationally, it was slowing at the younger end of it.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's really good news story that that 18 to probably 30 year, definitely the 18 to 25 age group, more than double of them compared to 10 years ago, don't drink at all and have never had a drink. Mm. And those who do drink a lot less and less frequently as well.
Why is that? Do we know? Or it's just dropped out of fashion, or what? Or are they all on the vapes, or what's going on?
Well, they haven't replaced it with illicit drugs or other things. Mm. So that's the first interesting thing. I think, again, it is reflective of the younger generation's much more focus on their health and image and all of that. And I think a few things have pushed that along, because this isn't just a sudden thing. It's been happening over 10 or 15 years slowly, and now we're, like, it's just been heading down and down, and we're at the lowest rate now that we've seen. But, you know, there's a bunch of reasons. Alcohol and drug education in schools a lot better. We just know, like, generally researchers and the general community just know more about alcohol and the effects of it. And that's been, you know, socially people understand that it's not a completely safe drug to use and you can drink as much as you like. I think there's probably a few other things. This younger generation are a little bit more conservative and a bit more risk averse than previous generations, and also their parents were a bit older than our parents were when they had us. So their parents were kind of probably in their 30s when they started having children. It was, my parents were in their early 20s. So their parents haven't modelled as much heavy drinking because their big drinking days are already over.
Anyway, You've suggested seven ways you could approach drinking less during the party season. Now, good luck with these, but let's have a look at them. First suggestion, make a plan. What's the plan look like? The plan is, I'm not going to have so many drinks tonight. Well, that's out the window after two drinks, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if you make a plan that's quite vague like that, I'm not going to drink as much as I usually do, or I'm going to try not to drink as much tonight, that is nearly doomed to fail, because you get in, you know, you go to a venue and you meet with your friends and get caught up in the emotion of it, have a drink, it's easy just to keep going. So we usually say, if you're trying to restrict your drinking, set some boundaries, like, I'm not going to have a drink before dinner, or I'm going to only have three drinks tonight, and you count them and make sure that you are, you're kind of sticking to that. And be a bit prepared for situations that trip you up. Like we've all got friends that you know, if you go drinking with them or you go out with them, you're going to end up with some with a hangover the next day because they're the ones that are party people. So maybe try not to hang out with them quite so often, or maybe make sure there's other people around. So it's making a plan that's quite specific, so you don't get caught up in the emotion of it.
Okay, the next strategy is maybe allied to this, which is track the drinks. In other words, take note of how many you're having. You can you can do that, actually. I mean, it can be hard if people just people are topping your glass up all the time.
Yeah, that's right. So don't let people top your glass up. Just make sure you finish one and then have another one. Buy your own drinks if you're out. And it's an interesting kind of fact that most people underestimate how much they drink by about 50%. So tracking it is like a good way to make sure you do know how much you're consuming and you're not over consuming more than you intended to.
Here's a good one, and this has taken off because once upon a time there were no such thing as zero alcohol drinks. I mean, well, that is alcoholic drinks that tasted like alcoholic drinks but didn't have alcohol. But the zero alcohol thing is big now, and there are quite a lot of I've tried quite a few of the non-alcoholic beers, for example, and one or two of them are really very acceptable. So it's not for everyone, but this is not a bad idea, is it, to have one of these?
Yeah, I think, for your average drinker, for people who have problems with alcohol, they're not good. They tend to trigger off saying,
I want to have a real one.
Yeah, that's right, because they taste and smell now enough like alcohol to trigger off those kind of cravings for alcohol. But for everybody else, they're great because they've got no alcohol in them, but you can still kind of join in the social aspect of drinking. And even if you, you can just alternate your drinks, you don't have to drink, you know, zero alcohol all night. If you alternate your drinks with an alcohol and a zero alcohol, it effectively cuts your drinking in half.
What about slowing down? How do you do that?
Yeah, so the zero alcohol helps with that, but also if you eat before and during drinking, so don't drink on an empty stomach and then not eat anything for the rest of the night because you will get very drunk very quickly and you'll have a very bad hangover the next day. But if you can slow down the process of alcohol, it naturally slows down your drinking as well, how much you drink, and you'll feel a lot better during the night and the next day as well. And make sure you're well hydrated. So that's why that alternating drinks is a really great idea. And
so one glass of wine, one glass of water.
Yeah, that's obviously best. But if you want to drink something else, I don't know, lemon, lime and bitters or a zero alcohol beer, then that's better than drinking alcohol.
Your article also says don't have an all or nothing approach. In other words, don't think, oh, well, damn it, I've already had three drinks. I've blown it because I've got to sit. I have to be here for another hour or so. So, all my best intentions have gone out the window.
Yeah, it happens so often that psychologists even have a name for it, which is a goal violation effect.
Oh, I love that.
So you set a goal and then you violate your goal or you
stuff up your goal. You come off at the first bend.
That's right. And you go, well, stuff it. I might as well just keep going. But in fact, if you went, oh, bummer, I've drunk more than I thought, I'll just stop now, then you can actually control your drinking. You don't have to just keep going. At any point you can stop drinking. And It does make you feel more kind of ashamed, I suppose, if you're like, oh, I'm hopeless and I can't do it and I might as well keep going. And then that makes you want to drink more because you're having negative feelings.
I'm a low-down, hopeless sort of guy. I might as well get drunk. Strategy 7 is have some responses ready when people say, what do you mean you're not having another drink? Yo, wowza, come on, get one into you.
Yeah,
or other similar responses.
Exactly. That's part of that planning we talked about right at the beginning. Just have some words that you've maybe practiced on the way to the restaurant to if someone asks you to have a drink and you don't want one, No, even if it's not that, there's some groups of friends that will really pressure you, but even some people are just like, oh, just a splash won't hurt, or are you sure you don't want one? Tastes really good. You know, there's like hard pressure and soft pressure, but you get it from, you know, you often get it from everywhere. So if you can just say, have some things that you just say over and over again, we call it, psychologists call it the broken record. I'm taking it easy tonight. No, I'm good, thanks. And you just keep saying those over and over again.
And finally, you say, be kind to yourself. You know what? Give yourself a drink. Actually, you don't say that.
Kind of.
You don't say that.
No, but I mean, the kindness is if you do slip up and you made a plan and you didn't quite make it, it's fine. Every attempt is a lesson, and you can learn from, you know, what did I do that night that I don't want to repeat? I don't want to hang out with that person on their own anymore because I know I drink heaps with them. Or I know when I had that third drink, that was the end of me. So just, you know, be a bit kind to yourself, reflect on what maybe had happened that made you kind of break your plan, and next day just get back on the horse and start again.
Well, Nicole Lee, thank you for that. And cheers. Have a good Christmas. Have a good Christmas.
Thanks so much.
I want to say bottoms up, but I probably shouldn't. Should I?
Or cheers.
Cheers will do. See you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Nicole Lee's adjunct professor at the National Drug Research Institute at Curtin University.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.